听力课堂，听 class.com。
18. Accommodating foreign clients. Dialogue 1. Hello, Mr. Benson. Welcome to Beijing. Is this your first time to visit China?
Oh, no. I have already made several trips to Guangzhou. This is my first trip to Beijing, though. It's a lot larger than I expected it would be.
Yes, Beijing has grown considerably over the last few years.There are a lot of improvements and changes being made for the Olympics. What would you like to see while you're here?
I hope to have time to visit the Great Wall while I am here. I have always wanted to go there. I think it would be a real shame if I came all the way to Beijing and didn't make it out to the wall. Do you think I will have a chance to see it?
I'm pretty sure it can be arranged. The wall is a short distance from the city.But we can make arrangements with the driver to take us out to visit the Great Wall during one of our afternoon breaks. I also recommend you visit Tiananmen Square and the Forbidden City while you're at it.
Yes, that would be nice. Will I have a tour guide to accompany me to these places?
Don't worry, I will be able to go along with you. Over the next few days, if you have any questions or problems,I will be right here to help you out. I can be your translator and tour guide.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I hope your visit to Beijing is very enjoyable. Dialogue 2. Mr. Hansen, would you object to Wang Fu translating for us?I'm afraid my English is very poor. He will do a better job of explaining my meaning to you.
That will be fine. Don't worry. Your English is much better than my Chinese. So, what do we have planned for tonight?
If you don't mind, we'd like to invite you to dinner. Would you prefer to have Western-style food or Chinese food?
That's very kind of you. Chinese food would be all right.I'll be a little brave tonight. I might as well have a try while I'm here.
Do you like Chinese food, Mr. Hansen?
Yes, I do, very much. I just wish I knew how to order what I like. For the life of me, I can't remember any of the names.
Yes, I find it is difficult to remember the names of things in another language. Have you ever tried Peking duck?
I can't say that I have eaten it before.I have heard of it, of course. It's quite famous now, isn't it?
Would you like to try it tonight?
Certainly.
Perfect. Can you use chopsticks?
Well, let's see. How's this? Am I doing this right?
Let me show you. This is how it works. The chopsticks become extensions of your fingers. Just hold them like this and grab the food by pinching the two chopsticks together with your hand.